What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. This is William with Digital Ninjas. I'm your host today, where we talk about everything design and marketing. All right, I hope you guys are having a good day. It's Friday, so it's the last day of the week. If you've been tuning in so far, thank you so much. I appreciate you spending your morning or your day or your night listening to me rant or just talk. You know, you don't have to. You could spend your day listening to other podcasts. You could be working, but you choose to listen, and I thank you so much for that. Hey, so we're going to talk about something. It's not design and marketing related, but it definitely ties into that, and it's something that I discovered today. I posted a couple videos on LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram, so I'm going to expand on that. Just tell a quick story. So, you know, if you guys are freelancers or you guys have a starting an agency up, you know, tune in because it's going to benefit you guys. So, and gals, I'm sorry. So I was dropping a last customer off today, and I looked on the trip, how much I made. I was doing Uber today. So I looked on the trip, the last trip that I made, and I found that I had a tip that was left by the customer. So I don't know why I decided to look in my earnings history. I don't know. But when I did, I discovered a pattern. And that was that the customers that I was engaging with and that I was communicating and building relationships with, right? They were leaving tips. This is so crucial because, you know, I discovered the power of people, you know, that the money is in people. You know, and I'm a freelancer, so a lot of times we will stay in the house and we will design all day or in your office. But, you know, I'm asking myself, I'm looking to increase my income, right? You know, who can I call? You know, what leads can I reach out to and try to close a deal? But if I'm not getting out there, right, I'm not building relationships with people. Like, people are going to be where the money's at, you know? It's like Grant Cardone. If you're familiar with Grant Cardone, he's a best-selling author. He's really known in the real estate and the sales industry. And he talks about who's got my money. Now, I watched, like, video after video about who's got my money, but it didn't really click until I saw this pattern that people that I was engaging with and I was connecting with were leaving tips. And these are people like business people. They were coming in for like conferences or going out to meet other potential clients or what have you, and or people that were going back and forth to work. But when I found that people that I was connecting with the most or the people that were leaving tips, and that was adding on to my income. Now, you know, I'm not going to get rich off of tips. You know, that's not the point. But the point is that when you go out there and meet people and connect with them, see what they're about, who they are, you know, asking about them, what are their needs, really getting to know people. You build these relationships and you don't know who you can meet. You know, you might meet, so if you're a freelancer, you're going out and meeting people, you might meet a big client and drop a big, you know, and drop a big gig. But you had never known that if you had not went out and connected with people. The big problem, the stigma with, you know, that's seen in freelance graphic designers or web designers, just freelancers, is that we stay in the home, we stay in our house, and we're just designing all day. Now, designing is a crucial part, you know, that's going to be a moneymaker for us. But, you know, if we're not going out there and meeting customers or potential clients face to face, there's no possibility of increasing our income at all. And building relationships with important people that we know. Like, if people know, like, and trust you, You know, people will buy from you. So you got to get out there and get people to know you, to like you, and trust you. Now, this is a quick example, but if you can take this and carry this over to your sales, you know, going out and meeting clients. You know, I read in the book, you know, it's Grant Cardone's book. And the reason why I'm stuck on Grant Cardone is that he's really, like, by reading his content, he's really shown me the true potential of increasing my income. So what he talks about is, like, on his lunch breaks, he would, and this is in his book, he would, on his lunch breaks, he would never have lunch with people that he works with. He would always have lunch with potential clients. So he would always be out there meeting people, because the more people he gets in front of, the bigger the chances of him landing a huge deal, or landing a deal in general. So this is important, because we can't stay in our homes and just design, or our office and just design all day. It doesn't work that way. We're not going to land more deals. We're not going to meet new people. We're not going to meet new potential partners, you know? So if you're, you know, you're a designer, I employ you, you know, or you're, you know, in a marketing, you build a marketing agency, you know, and you're just starting this up, I employ you to go out and meet as many people as possible. You know, I never understood, like, when I got into design, when I got into freelancing and I started helping build a business with a partner of mine, and I'm helping build his business, you know, I'm out here calling leads every day, and I'm wondering, like, how are freelancers, how are they building a list and landing deals? You know, like, how do they get work? That's one of the questions that I found myself asking. Because I don't know how I would survive without making calls and meeting people. I mean, that's just how I've been operating, you know, since I've kind of started getting serious about my freelance and my freelance career. So I don't know. Like, I really don't know how people do it by just staying in their home or their office and just designing, you know? I mean, design, I probably do about 30% design. I do about, and I do 70% sales, and in that mix, I include some marketing, but I barely even have time for marketing promotion, because I'm trying to balance out sales, marketing promotion, and design. You know, if I spent 70% of my time on design, I would never get anywhere. Sometimes I slack and I get on. Just designing most of the time, and then I find myself like, whoa, I need to back up and I need to start reaching out to prospects. I need to start driving business. It's like, you know, driving the cash register. So that's all I got for you guys today. Hope this helps you. Like I said, guys, if you are a freelancer or you're just starting up your agency, you know, reach out to me on LinkedIn. You can find me at William Burgess, or you can find me on Facebook at William Graphic Designer Burgess. I'll include it in the description. So yeah, guys, keep pushing, and remember, true potential in increasing your income is found in people. Who's got my money? Hope you guys have a great day. Thanks for tuning in. Again, signing out. This is William with Digital Ninjas. Hope you guys have a great day, a great weekend, and thanks for tuning in.